Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Camp Pam's Country Time. Got a heap of songs, really nice old songs, some new ones. So let's take it from there and start with George Jones doing Tennessee Whiskey.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom, and you brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy, and I stay stoned for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm.
George Jones, what a performer, what a singer. Many decades, since the 50s, George has been playing music. Next up, a favourite of mine, Doc Watson. And this is Doc Watson's version of the traditional House of the Rising Sun. I hope you like it. It's a bit different to the old Eric Burdon and the Animals.
House down in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me, oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man. She sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. Is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied It's when he's on the drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim. Let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder poor boy who rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, then fellas, they won't let me come down. Go tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
Doc Watson is one of my great inspirations as a guitarist. He's, you know, he's worked with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and especially his version of Black Mountain Rag with Vassar Clements, all-time classics. Next up, Jimmy Rogers doing Mule Skinner Blues. Now, Mule Skinner Blues has been covered by just about everyone, including Dolly Parton and the Osborne Brothers, both of whom we'll hear from a little later on. Actually, no Dolly this episode. So here we go, Jimmy Rogers, Mule Skinner Blues from 1930.
Good morning, shine. Do you need another mule skinner out on your new mud line? Doodly, doodly. I like to work, I'm rolling all the time. I can pop my initials on a mule behind. Doodle-dee, doodle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Hey, little water boy, bring that water around. If you don't like your job, set that water bucket down. Doodle-dee. Working on the good roads, dollar and a half a day. My good gal's waiting on Saturday night just to draw my pay. Your damper down. If you ain't got a damper, good gal, turn your bread around. The old lady, the old lady, the old lady.
Next up, the King of Country, Johnny Cash, and a song that was from the latter part of his career, A Boy Named Sue, written by a local folk poet and played to Johnny backstage one night, and Johnny liked it so much he decided to cover it, obviously making the songwriter a very happy person. So Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him 'cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that name.
And it wouldn't be a country hour if we didn't have a little bit of Kitty Wells every so often. And here we have the classic, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. I love Kitty's ability to just bring out that grittier side of life in the music, but to really tell life like it is, a little bit truthfully. So Kitty Wells, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels.
And I've been
My favourite country musicians is Loretta Lynn, and she was made infamous in the movie Coal Miner's Daughter, which actually had Levon Helm, who played in the band, play her father in the movie. So Loretta Lynn, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Shovel coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in a field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start all over come break of morn.
This next song from being very young, and it was one of my mother's favorite songs, Lynn Anderson, I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Get all sorts of good memories and feelings when I hear this song.
Now here's Lynn Anderson. your calling. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live, or let go. Whoa, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. Just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along. Sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Thank you.
And now to hear a little bit of Marty Robbins. Marty Robbins, my favorite Marty Robbins song, of course, is El Paso. But Devil Woman comes in a very good second place there. Marty Robbins had a great tone to his voice, and his the guitar in his songs was always beautiful. Marty Robbins, Devil Woman.
Devil Woman.
I told Mary about it, told her about her great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack with the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. 'Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be, and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman. Let me be, and leave me alone.
running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be, leave me alone, I'm going back home.
We heard from Johnny Horton in past shows. I believe we've already played Johnny Horton's classic Battle of New Orleans. Sorry, I had to think about that there for a moment. But here we've got my other favorite Johnny Horton song, North to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Gotta go north for us is on. North to Alaska, go north for us is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north.
Next up, we're going to get a little bit crazy. Crazy by Patsy Cline, 1961. Patsy Cline has one of the sweetest, smoothest voices, and she doesn't let us down with this one.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then some you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Now, time to get a little bit old school for us. String band, David Akerman. This is his version of Good Old Mountain Dew, which is a traditional. My other favourite version of this is done by String Band's best mate, Grandpa Jones. And Grandpa Jones's version was also pretty good, but here's String Band. Let you know why he was called the banjo player's banjo player. He certainly hammers, his hammer technique is classic.
Down the road here from me lies a big holly tree where they lay down a dollar or two, where they drive round the bend and they come back and then start a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up the jug with good old Mountain Dew. Some new perfume, it'll sit a sweet smelling perfume. But to her surprise, when you had it out of lies, there's nothing but that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are a few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew. Sort of and shorty only measures 4'2", but you give him a pint and he thinks he's a giant. Oh, that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and those that refuse it are few. I'll ship my mug if you fill up my jug with good old Mountain Dew.
One of my favorite country harmony groups is the Osborne Brothers. Sonny Osborne, bit of a hero, played banjo with Bill Monroe, people like that. And, you know, him and his brother, you know, they wrote Rocky Top, and their version of Ruby is infamous. But here we have the Osborne Brothers doing Take This Hammer.
Take this hammer, carry it to the cabin.
Next up, we have the original Carter Family from 1928, I believe this was recorded in. Bury Me Under the Weeping Willow. It's got those beautiful tones of Sarah Carter and Mabel's playing on the guitar, AP, and also singing, Sarah's husband. But Sarah's auto harp in this is absolutely beautiful, and the song itself is just incredible.
One I love. When shall I see him? Oh, no, never till I meet him in heaven above. Oh, bear me under the weeping willow, yes, under the weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me. Told me that he did not love me, I could not believe it was true. Until an angel softly whispered, he is proving untrue to you. Oh, bear me under the weeping willow, yes, under the weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, he will weep for me. Weeping willow tree. So he may know where I am sleeping, and perhaps he will weep for me.
Wow, you can never get enough Carter Family as far as I'm concerned. Next up, LJ Hill, or Larry Hill. He comes from, used to come from Kyogle, but he's now down Armidale way. And Larry Hill is one of my favourite Australian country artists. And this is his song off the Nemoy Mudd album, The Pretty Bird Tree.
Up here on the slopes and plains, in the town of Narrabri, on the banks of the Nemoy River, neath the shade of the pretty bird tree. Oh, my brother Dobby died down there, neath the willows oh so cool. There he walks with our ancestors, underneath the Camilla Roy moon. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. Early on in life, I took to the booze and drank away my dreams. I watched my life flow sadly by, my teardrops down the drain. So I headed for the river and became a river rat. I'd worn out all my welcomes, no place to hang my hat. Oh, there was Cranky Frankie and Jackie Brown, Booty Man Joe Craigie and me. Then we'd lay next day like poison dogs all around the pretty bird tree. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. When the howling wind does wail on the Nemoy late at night, you can hear the old ones singing as they dance in the pale moonlight. Oh, there were many more names I can't recall, but their faces I still see. Old Whisper Smith's kind face appears as I dream of the pretty bird tree. Nemoy River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. I'll be home soon neath the pretty bird tree.
To take us out tonight, Stonewall Jackson from 1959. Obviously not the Stonewall Jackson of the Civil War. No, this was a country performer from the 50s and 60s, and he did the classic song Waterloo back there. Look, I hope you've had a great time. Enjoy this last song, and we'll see you next week. Bye. Everybody has to pay.
And that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo.